best internet radio stations around. You're listening to Parkview Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time you're listening to this, and welcome to Parkview Radio. This week we will be meeting some of the cast of Ackley Bridge. Now, Ackley Bridge is a British drama set in a multicultural school in Yorkshire of the same name of Ackley Bridge. This one started in 2017 on Channel 4, where it got high recommendation. A second series was made and broadcasted last year, 2018. And there is a third series that will start in June 2019. Here's what happened when we met up with the guys from Ackley Bridge.
Well, hello, this is Lee for Parkview Radio. I'm joined here by Freddie Bolt, British TV actor. How are you doing?
Not bad. How are you?
Not too bad. First, I'd like to ask, how did your acting career begin?
Well, I was very young. I started off at a stage school in Bradford, where I'm from. I enrolled when I was about 7 or 8, and my... The first audition that I went for Coronation Street, and I got that. That was when I was about 9 years old. I got very close, I didn't get it, but it all sort of spiraled from there. And then when I was 10, I got a role in Bernard's Watch. I don't know if you've ever heard of that. It was a CBBC programme. So I got a role in that, and then it just sort of carried on from there. And I went to work quite a lot as a child actor, and then, just carried on from there, really.
And did you find child acting sort of affected your actual childhood growing up, because not being able to do what we say normal stuff is? Or
Not really, not too much. The only thing it did affect was school a little bit. You know, I had to get schooled when I was filming on location and whatnot. I had to get schooled there. When I got the role in Bernard's Watch, it was when I was going from primary school to secondary school. So I actually missed the first sort of few months of secondary school. So it affected that, but it didn't really. I mean, it was great. The kids were great about it and everything. So, yeah, it was good.
And what's been a career highlight for you?
I'd say doing what I'm doing at the minute, Ackley Bridge, playing a series regular. I've been in series 1, 2, and we've just finished filming series 3. And the character started very small and he's sort of grown, and now they're quite a big part in it at the Murgatroyds. So, yeah, it's nice.
And what advice would you give to our students who want to be actors?
I'd just say keep persisting. I mean, it's not an industry that happens overnight. Do you know what I mean? It's hard work. It's a lot of years that are put into it. And you've just got to be persistent and just keep your head down and keep working hard and just wait for that opportunity to come.
Hi, this is Lee for Parkview Radio. I'm here with Jake Howard, TV actor. How are you today?
I'm not bad, thank you. Yourself?
Yeah, not too bad, thank
good.
You.
Good.
So firstly, how did you get into the acting business?
It was when I was around 7, I fell upon an audition because I was a bit of a crybaby. So my teacher put me forward, and from then, from 8 years old, I got a job, and I've just wanted to do it ever since. And now here I am, 21 years of age, still acting, so I can't complain.
Did you have any specialist training to go to drama school? Or?
I didn't at first, for the first 4 years, and then I decided to go to an agency, and I started getting lessons just to improve my skills. Which would really benefited me, I would have thought.
Okay, and what's been a career highlight for you?
Being on Ackley Bridge and having to get possibly the worst haircut I've ever had in my life. It was like a barcode there to scrape it all the way down. Or potentially maybe beating Eric Pollard up on Emmerdale. That was very fun.
Dodgy haircut or
Eric Pollard. Can't choose between the two.
One last question for our students. If anyone wants to become an aspiring actor, what advice would you give?
What I'd say is just stick at it, go through the ups and downs, and just always work hard. And I promise you it will come to you. It's what I've had to do. I've had to work hard and get there. And you get knockbacks, but then you take the good with the bad, and you'll always come out on top, I believe.
Okay, thank you for your time.
Thanks, guys, for such a great interview. That's another week down. Now join us next week for our last of our summer specials. Take care and bye for now.
You're listening to one of the best internet radio stations around. You're listening to Parkview Radio.